Hare Krishna. The inner battle may feature coronation or insurrection, but let it not feature execution. When a war is going on, at that time a particular party that is expected to win is more powerful, then that may get coronated. They may win the war and the head of that group, that army, that king will be coronated. Or if there is some rebel which is upstaging a coup, then that may lead to insurrection. Insurrection means there is the powers that be are overthrown and somebody else comes in power. Now, sometimes when a war, there is simply execution. Execution means that if one party is armed and the other party is unarmed, then the party is armed will simply slaughter the unarmed party. That's not how war should be. War codes are quite strict, but often people in the real politic of the world and in the brutality of war, people just win by whatever means works. So there may be execution. Execution means that one side is helpless. The word execution is used especially in legal and martial terms to refer to somebody who is helplessly killed. Just like in the past, say criminals would be lined against a wall, or traitors would be lined against a wall, and they would be helpless and just people would shoot them. That's called execution. So now, in our inner war, we want to realize our spiritual identity. We want to enthrone Krishna as the Lord of our heart. We want to coronate our spiritual side, in fact, the source of our spiritual side, Krishna, as our Lord. But and Krishna technically is the highest. The Bhagavad Gita talks about a hierarchy within 3.42, and it states Indriyani Paranyahur Indriyebhya Paramanaha Manasastu Parabuddhe Yo Buddhe Paratastu Saha. It says that above the body, the senses, above the senses, the mind, above the mind is the intelligence, above the intelligence is the soul. And beyond the soul, para, so para para tattva is Krishna. Now, the ideal situation is that the soul becomes the controller of the body. And the soul becomes the controller of the body when the soul submits to the control of the super soul. So, the perfection of the inner war is that that Krishna becomes coronated. And then, we become in control of the body and the mind and senses by our service to Krishna. But sometimes there may be insurrection. That means the mind and senses may become so forceful that they may drag us towards unworthy deeds, even unconscionable deeds. Now, when this happens, sometimes the force of the conditionings may be very strong and may be difficult to resist. But we don't have to ever let ourselves be haplessly executed. Now, we always have the weapon of remembrance of Krishna. Tasmad ajnana sambhutam ritstam jnanasinatmanah chitvainam samshayam yogam atishtotishta bharata. Krishna says in 4.42 in the Bhagavad Gita, therefore Arjuna, arise. Arise with the weapon, with the sword of knowledge, with the weapon of knowledge and slash off ignorance. So if we are studying scripture regularly, if we are connecting with Krishna through the practice of bhakti yoga, then we will have the weapon of spiritual knowledge with us, and we will never be caught weaponless, and therefore we will not be executed, and we will sometimes get wounded, but again we can rise, we can heal ourselves and we can fight. And eventually it is not that our desires are to be executed, it is our desires are to be purified. They are to be redirected. So, the soul also cannot be executed. But sometimes, what may happen is that our spiritual, the Bhagavad Gita uses the word Atmanasha. Etam Drishtimasha, Nashtatmano Alpabuddha, Nashtatma. That if somebody becomes overwhelmingly materialistic, then their spiritual propensities get so covered by their impressions that it's almost not visible at all. So, to challenge, to counter this, we need to always be resourcefully equipped with the spiritual knowledge that can enable us to connect with Krishna, to coronate Him as the Lord of our heart, and thereby convert our lower desires into our higher purer desires. Instead of desires binding us, the purer, higher desires, so love and serve Krishna will liberate us. And thus we will attain victory in the inner war against temptation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.